So Mavs and Golden State tonight at 8 o'clock. I think it's an 8:02 start, if you want to get real specific. So we're at that time of year where they do a big enough pregame show that once you get to the appointed time, man, it's go. We're not waiting on any other games. There aren't any other games. You're in the Final Four, and that's great. So two thoughts about tonight's game, and let's talk it out and go in any direction you want as well.
Okay.
One, Jason Kidd just said it. Pretty obvious, but we're going to get open shots. We had, 44 threes that were either open or wide open in game one by the NBA definition with player tracking. You got to knock down at least your league, your standard average, which I believe is in the 36-37 percentile.
37.
This is what you got to knock down. If you can knock down more than that, you're going to win. If you can knock down considerably less than that, like in game one, almost nothing else matters. That's basic. You've had a couple days to acclimate yourself. Take a deep breath and go do what it is that you do. That's point one, and I think it's pretty basic. Point two, on my mind, is I've noticed in this Phoenix series and now in game one, a little trend that is a bit unbecoming of the Mavericks. Now, this is going to sound silly given what we saw in the game seven against Phoenix, but game seven against Phoenix had almost no resistance from your opponent. So I'm going to just earmark games 1, 2, 5 of the Phoenix series and game one of the Golden State series and say, when you're in a hostile environment and you catch a few haymakers early, I'm going to need a little more resistance to hang in there to a point where you can make a late run. They've been good at this in the regular season. Obviously, when we talk about teams that win titles, they figure out a way to stay at that 8-12 margin going into the late third, early fourth, and then mount one last run. And I've seen the Mavericks take on water in the first half and almost completely no-show in the second half. And I know it's hard. These are good teams at home. The crowd's riled up. They might be taking the lead from Luka, and maybe Luka even offers a little body language that we didn't get this one. Let's fold our tents and start worrying about the next one. Don't give up on games this time of year. Don't fold your tents early. Make them beat you for 48 minutes, not the first 15 or 20. Hang in there. Keep chipping away. Stay connected, as we say in the soccer world. Don't let the margin get too far. Stay connected so we can reel them in late.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, they made a late bucket in the first half of game one to cut it to 9. And I felt really good going into the second half.
Yes.
Mainly because the shooting was so bad, you know, despite
horrible start to that third quarter.
Oh, my God. It was just and it was over before it started. It was that classic Warriors run, and they couldn't do anything about it. But, yeah, they kept it within 9, and you just think, all right, you just kind of work your way through the mess of the whatever the third quarter is and figure out a way to stay within 12, let's say.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it was 26. And you're like, oh, okay. I don't want to go back to this, but I don't know if we've seen a stretch like this of 8 games that were so one-sided for one team in particular.
Yeah, and the East is very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think Bob's point is so freaking great, because if you can do what Bob is suggesting they do, which is not it's to with you know take on a little bit of water and not have it be go from being down by 6 to 15, you really want to make sure that happens in the first half, because if the barrage happens and you're already down 10, the game's
yes.
over. But
yeah.
if you're close, if you're within 3, 4, 5, and the barrage happens, you're still in striking distance to get your shot back and hope that that thing goes cold. But I think
yeah.
I think starting with a lead and maintaining a lead, keeping it, you know, a lead at the end of the first and damn near tied or with a lead at the half, I think you're in good shape.
I think that's probably veteran experience or heart of a champion, whatever you want to say, but it's literally hit me with your best shot and I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to fight you tonight. You're not getting off with one half or one quarter mm-hmm. of just blitzkrieg. We're going to make you beat us for 48 minutes. That's all. And, you know, again, learning to fly, and they put a ton on Luka's, you know, shoulders. And I do think he sort of sends a message to the team from time to time that we'll see you guys in 2 days. You know, let's just get this one over with. Basically pull the controller out of the wall in video game terms, you know, basically leave the game. Hang in there. Keep fighting. Show some spine and some backbone, and maybe you can steal one where they already think they got you beat, but you just rose from the dead in the second half.
So 10 times, this is from Coop, so you know it's good.
Coop, who was walking the Golden Gate Bridge today.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he jumped off. 10 prior times this year, including twice in the playoffs, the Mavericks have lost by 20-plus points. All right?
Okay.
Something you don't want to do, but it happens. So that's happened to them 10 times. They've won the next game every time.
Jeez.
So this would be 11 straight tonight.
What a ridiculous stat.
Yeah, it really is. It doesn't make a lot of sense other than the fact that they rebound well. And, again, twice it's happened in the playoffs. But Golden State has not lost at home this year.
In the playoffs?
No, they're 7-0, and the average winning margin is 16 points. So, again, it's going to be really tough. You may find yourself down 2-0 just like you were against Phoenix. But I think more than anything, if you do end up getting beat, can we just not have another 25-point loss? Can we just have one game that where you're like, all right, like, you know, just like you guys were talking about, just keep your foot in the door. Just stay in it. Just give them something to think about coming back to Dallas. Like, okay, they're slowly figuring things out.
Well, analytics are not the be-all, end-all. But I was looking at the analytics from game one, and I don't know what you guys think about expected points from different shots. But they're, you know, it's a pretty tried-and-true formula where, okay, here's your spot. Here's how open you were. This is worth this many expected points. The Golden State Warriors overperformed their expected points by a pretty good margin. The Mavericks way underperformed in game one. They had great shots. They just didn't knock them down. The margin of that game obviously got away, and you can definitely take, you know, you can read things and implications into it, but I'm simply saying from a analytics standpoint, the Mavericks and Golden State did not differ that much in shot quality in game one. In other words, they did fine. They just have to finish the execution part of each shot. They're open. They can knock them down. They've knocked them down all year. So don't freak out about game one. Obviously, I'm talking to a team that's not listening to me. But as you watch it tonight, they're going to be in those same they're going to be in the same spot, and they'll have a chance to have a much better performance tonight, and I think they will.
Yeah, I do too. I think that they'll respond.
Don't know what that means, and
I don't either.
Check me out at 11 p.m. freaking out on Twitter maybe, but
I know that this Warriors team, you know, they struggled with Memphis when Ja Morant went out. You know, they lost by 50 to a Memphis team with no Ja.
Isn't that crazy?
They had a really difficult time closing them out, even in their final game, in game six, I guess it was.
Yeah.
So they can be had. There's no doubt about it. This is not some super force of nature that you're dealing with. You can get to them. You just got to do it. Show it and prove it.
Must win?
No. Must show up, though.
I was at that. You know, I don't care if they get beat by 30 or 2. I think they need a win tonight badly. Because Golden State is better than Phoenix. And yes, you got away with going down 0-2 to Phoenix with Luka. I think that asking them to win 4 out of 5 moving forward against Golden State, and at least one of those would have to be on their court, is a massive ask. Are they up
probably
for it?
Right.
We don't know, because this is virgin territory for this group. We haven't seen what they're capable of, and that's why you play these teams, is to put yourself up against the best to see how good you are. We don't know. They may surprise us if they do go down 0-2, but as it stands right now, what we know about them and what we know about the teams that they played, I look at tonight as a must-win.
Well, that's not a bad posture. I might stop short of that, but the fact is Golden State wins on the road every series.
22 straight.
And if they go 2-0 here and they take one there, it's 3-1 going back to Golden State for 5 and 7. Your odds of winning the series disappear dramatically. You've got to win. Plan on winning twice at their place, and tonight would be a great time to get that started.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.